Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast titled Native Know-How, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. If you would like a landscape that is naturally beautiful in every season, requires almost no maintenance, and isn't dependent upon pesticides and an irrigation system, try taking a tip from nature. Drive down a country road and notice the diversity and harmony of color, form, and texture that Mother Nature designs. Homes built in a wooded area present a wonderful opportunity for native landscaping. Start by taking an inventory of what you have and note what is worth preserving. Be cautious when thinning trees and shrubs. Overthinning removes wind protection and may let in too much light for the plants that you're trying to save. Increased sunlight also benefits brush and brambles. A natural rock outcropping, a mound of mossy earth, or an interesting tree or stump may become the nucleus of a native planting. Add transplanted natives from your property or buy plants from a nursery that specializes in them. Nursery-grown plants usually adjust better to a new environment than transplants do. Even on a small city lot, you can create an environment that will suit natives that may have lived in your neighborhood long ago. Trees are the key to a woodland garden, and perhaps you already have these in place. If not, plant a few. Mix evergreens and deciduous varieties to create a typical forest setting. Then establish the shrubs, ferns, and wildflowers that may have grown there before the bulldozers came. Trilliums, wild columbines, mountain laurels, mosses, most are available at nurseries and from catalogs. You can't beat forest soil for growing woodland plants, but if it isn't available, you can make your own. Start with the best garden soil that you can find and incorporate plenty of organic matter such as compost or peat moss. Most woodland plants prefer acid soil, so hold the line. Some folks turn their entire property into a woodland, eliminating all lawns and non-native plants. But even if you do only a small area of naturalistic landscaping, it will clearly display your native intelligence.